Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is September 15th,
2022. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. Believe me, it's going to get worse. It's getting worse by the day. So if you haven't already, it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Did you not hear the sound of the shofar? Folks, you really need to heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me or pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is
620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and you need to speak to Dan, text him and let him know you're going to call his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Okay, you can always find breaking news, the updates about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, all this in our contact information, our ministry hub, which is simply prophecyhour.com. And let's not forget, we are a national satellite radio program with simulcast on the net internationally. It's on some independent FM stations with four different MP3 streams, Twitch, Rumble, PhoneBridge, and picked up by almost every podcaster out there, any podcatcher out there. And that's kind of a trick in words, but a podcatcher, that's what all those different ones, Spotify and all those different ones, are podcatchers that catch a podcast when they hit the air. So we're on all of them anyway. So let's thank an internet. Let's thank our listener base.
And places worldwide like Oslo, Norway, Sidonia, Guyana, Sudbury, Canada, and in the United States, we have Garden City, Kansas, Springfield, Missouri, Huntsville, Alabama, and in the largest group that will listen when it posts to the podcast later tonight was San Angelino, Texas.
Okay, and actually those were last week's stats. I didn't have time to change them because, folks, let me tell you what, there are so many things that broke down and caused me problems today. In fact, I wasn't able to do the first radio program today, but we are here on the second one. But you really need to pray for us because apparently you need to pray about this program because there's something in this program that you really need to hear because the devil sure tried to stop it. So let's do a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, again, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Put this all in your hands, Father, and please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory. I've got a story to tell you, a message to deliver it all. If you'll give an ear to these words I say, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul. They cannot see the road that they're on. It's broad and it entices them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul. They don't know. Every single day we have is one more chance to snatch a soul from entering hell. But don't you know these evil days are numbered? So get to work and do your job well. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and go. Now you've heard this message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard tribes, the field is wide, the workers are few. And the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short.
Okay, folks, we're back. Anyway, praise the Father. We got a lot to talk about today, and we're going to start the first part of the program. We're going to keep it light. We are going to talk about some funny things, which the liberals are just going crazy over. And in fact, government, well, I'll tell you after we do it what's going on with the liberals, but this stuff's just hilarious.
I know one thing they're real mad about. Rittenhouse is doing TikTok voice video songs with his new girlfriend, and they're real mad about it because he's having a normal life and they don't like it.
Who?
Rittenhouse, you know, the kid that they tried to get.
Yeah, Carl, I just couldn't hear you because you weren't talking very long.
Yeah, he's doing live they're lip syncing videos,
right.
Music videos, and they're going viral, and so he's becoming famous and having a good time, and they don't like it.
Well, he's already famous.
Yeah, but I mean,
with his new girlfriend.
With his normal teenage life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and his new beautiful girlfriend, and they can't stand it.
Okay. Well, this is really important. We need to get this out. Go ahead.
Okay. Abbott sends 2 busloads of illegals to residents of border Caesar.
That's called Czar.
Czar. Kamala Harris.
And who's Kamala Harris?
That's the vice president.
Okay,
really.
Well, sir,
she's probably going to be the president. Yuck, yuck.
What makes you think that?
They
have a worse time with her than they have with Biden.
Oh, she acts like she's stoned all the time.
Okay, but yeah, let's get. Okay, go on.
Okay, the governors of Texas and Arizona have created this crisis and have turned us into a border town. Texas Governor Craig Abbott delivered 2 busloads of illegal immigrants to the heart of Washington, D.C., cocktail party district, where they will be greeted by the tender, nurturing arms of the city's elite establishment. The busloads from Del Rio, Texas, were dropped off near the U.S. Naval Observatory, which also encompasses the official residence of Vice President Kamala Harris. Harris was named Border...
Czar. Forget the C.
Okay. Named Border Czar earlier in the Biden presidency as the retraction of former President Donald Trump's hard-fought immigration policies along Democrats and Biden rhetoric brought thousands flooding across the southern border on a daily basis. But the new vice president openly laughed at the prospect of being burdened with such a weighty and politically volatile responsibility, claiming she would work to address the root causes rather than secure the actual border. The group of 75 to 100 passengers dropped off at her doorstep Thursday included immigrants from Venezuela, Uruguay, Colombia, and Mexico, Fox News reported. The observatory lies due north of Georgetown and east of posh areas like Adam Morgan and Colorama, where the Obamas currently make their residence. The drop-off spot is also near the section of Massachusetts Avenue known as Embassy Row, a perfect place for the immigrants to claim asylum if the U.S. proves not to be of their liking.
Okay, stop just for a second. And
perfect place to send them. Send them all there.
Well, yeah. See, you know, and we're going to go on and read the rest of it, but here's the point. The liberals are going nuts over this because they're getting their own medicine. You know, they claim their sanctuary cities and all those things. So they give them these people. Well, it's driving them nuts. In fact, Governor Newsom, the governor in California, says that he wants the, you know, Department of Justice to look in to see if this isn't kidnapping them. In other words, you know, bringing them from one place to the other, kidnapping them, and that federal charges ought to be taken against these governors for doing it. See, you know, they don't want
really?
It. But, well, see,
but
you have to look at their plan. What is their plan? Their plan isn't to infect their own cities with these people. They are busing them or sending them to Republican places to bring down.
Yeah, to take the vote.
To get rid of the vote. So they don't want them in their society because they've already got enough votes. But they want to put them in Republican places to change the Republican demographic. And so when it's been called on them, you know, they're going nuts about it. But anyway, it gets funnier.
Back up. Marla Bacillos of the Pro Open Borders activist group Sanctuary DMV said volunteers had been waiting at the city's central transportation terminal, Union Station, to receive the incoming delegation. I was surprised to see the press here before we could get here, she told Fox News. So the press knew the location before we did. It's very frustrating.
Oh, well, what's new?
Yeah. She said the illegals would be taken to a church or another safe location where they would be processed and sent onward to the destination of their choosing. We're going to make it happen, but it takes a lot of resources, a lot of effort, Bustillo said. It is unclear whether the activists have been coordinating with local and federal officials to obtain those resources.
But you see, there you go again. You know, here you have, it's perfectly, these same people, you know, like this one, she's an activist or whatever, they're saying, oh, there's no problem with them, there's no problem with them, there's no problem with them. But they're not getting them in their cities, you know. But here's a big one, where they dropped them off over there by Kamala Harris or whatever her name is. They interviewed one of the, you know, one of the ladies that got off the bus, and they, Fox News asked them, they said, well, what about the borders? Is the border secure? What's the story? She says, well, I'm here illegally, and she says, but everybody knows the borders are just wide open. All you got to do is just walk across. The borders are wide open. And Kamala Harris, what does she say? She says the borders are secure. That's what she said when she's asked by the press. She says the borders are secure. Well, they're not. Okay, so let's go on.
The new arrivals come just a week after D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser declared a public emergency and
xenophobic
D.C. Council member Brianna Nodunu. complained that the border states most affected by the Biden administration open borders policy had effectively turned the nation's capital into a border town.
Well, good for the good. Great. Okay, so not to be outdone. See, that was, we were talking about what Texas did. What? Talking about what? That's turning your volume down.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking, okay. So that is, that was Texas. Now here is what Florida did.
Okay, Florida Governor DeSantis?
DeSantis.
Yeah, there it went off. Sends two planes of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday sent two planes of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. The illegal aliens will now live near Barack Obama's estate. The Obamas recently purchased a beachfront estate on Martha's Vineyard. The Obamas should be happy to welcome the illegals to their sanctuary city. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis followed through on his promise to drop off the illegal immigrants in progressive states, sending two planes full of migrants to Martha's Vineyards on Wednesday.
Senator Obama.
A video provided to Fox News Digital shows the migrants deboarding the planes at Martha's Vineyard Airport in Massachusetts. Yes, Florida can confirm the two planes with illegal immigrants that arrived in Martha's Vineyard today were part of the state's relocation program to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary destinations. The governor's communications director, Tyron Fencick, told Fox News Digital. States like Massachusetts, New York, and California will better facilitate the care of these individuals who they have invited into our country by incentivizing legal immigration through their designation as sanctuary states and support for the Biden administration's open border policy, she said.
Yeah, see, these states claim to be sanctuary states. You know, you can't arrest illegals in them. Well, okay. Go ahead.
As you may know, in this past legislation session, the Florida legislation appropriated $12 million to implement a program to facilitate the transport of illegal immigrants from this state, consistent with federal law, she added. Biden signs executive order
Okay, so let's break it down a little bit. First off, that's hilarious. Again, Obama got it. But so you also have the Pennsylvania folks. You also have the Pennsylvania governor saying that he is also going to transport these people to different places. You know, he said, in fact, he said the same thing. He was going to transfer them to Delaware, which is Biden's hometown. And that's where he's sending them. And he said if they're good enough for Pennsylvania, then they're good enough for Biden's hometown. And so this is ridiculous. You can see, but the altar, while we laugh about it, it's not a laughing matter. Number one, you're playing, even though these are illegal immigrants, you're playing games with people's lives. That's one thing. And another thing, so you have this nefarious plot by them. These people are a replacement population. They always dismiss it when people bring it up and say, oh, no, they aren't replacement population. But back in the early 60s, the United Nations said that America was one of the countries that needed a replacement population. And they have been planning it this long, that they wanted to bring them in and replace the current population.
And their whole plan is to replace the Republican cities, so where they send them to the Republican cities and states where they can get rid of the Republican vote and get all their illegal alien votes turned Democrat.
Right, and it's also, we know that some batches of the shot are worse than others, and the worst places that seems like the deaths are happening are in red states, which is Republican conservative states.
It's all what they planned, yeah.
Well, yes, it's been planned.
You've got to
prove it. Yeah, it's been planned for a very long time. And actually, yes, you can prove it. Here's the point. You know, I wouldn't just be shooting off my mouth, but there is enough evidence out there. If somebody took this to a legitimate court of law, and prosecuted by a legitimate prosecutor, you could lock them all up. Because, you know why? Because they come straight out. Everything that we're telling you, everything that I'm telling you, they have straight out said that they did it and that they're doing it. They straight out say it all the time. They cannot keep their mouth shut. It's in their writings, and they've been doing it for a long time. It's just like Time Magazine put it out, how big tech and talk to how they stole the election. They put it out in print. It is provable. It is provable. But in order to be provable, prosecutable is the thing. Sure, it's provable, just like Obama's fake birth certificate online. It's provable that it's a fake birth certificate. I've had Carl Gallup's on here and the cold case posse talking about it when it first happened, and they proved it. But they couldn't get one congressman to stand with them and say that it was illegal, that it was because why? They're a bunch of cowards, and they want it. So in order to make it, well, it's provable, it's not prosecutable, because there's nobody that will prosecute it, and that's the kicker. So, yes, folks, it is provable. I'm not shooting off a conspiracy theory. I'm not telling you a bunch of bibs or something I made up in my head. It's all out there. If you want articles to prove it, go to prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. Go over there and check out all the articles. If you just read what it says daily, you'll find it. Even now, they're admitting the vaccines cause heart attacks. They're admitting it. It's out there. It's in print. It's in print. But it isn't prosecutable because we don't have nobody to prosecute it, because those guys are all bought and paid for. That's how bold they are. They're right out in front. All this is out there. And look, we're just showing it to you from news articles. Okay, tell them where they can find us, and we'll go to break.
You can find all of our contact information, radio program archives, mission updates, and all of our information on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Time.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin, and we're on
the American Voice Radio Network, and you're listening to Size Branch Props here. Okay, folks, we'll get to that. You know, we ask you really support us so we can care for the people the Father sends us, men, women, and children from all walks of life who've had a bad break come to us for help. We don't get any help from really any organized churches or government agencies. There's one ministry that helps us over there, but it's only one, and it's for because of the good people that work there. But it's only folks like you that supported us out now that we're in our 23rd year that make the Wichita Mission Church work. Yes, we care and minister people in a part of town that people don't even want to drive through. It's really one of the worst. But we're caring for the homeless and poor. Folks, it isn't just the homeless. I mean, you know, it's going to get worse and worse than it is daily. We can see by the people that show up. So anyway, so pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. And if you don't want to help with the Wichita Mission Church, pray about supporting radio airtime. So we are the last hope for so many. And folks, we are responsible to care one for another as we are brothers keepers. So please, folks, all donations, no matter what size helps, and the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
Your heart, of course. Again, if you don't wish to help with the poor, pray about a donation for radio airtime. We are out there for you. So you can donate online, over the phone, by mail on a check or money order, and you can find all the information at profjr.com. Profjr.com. Okay, folks, and now we're back. We've got a lot of things to talk about. The big thing is, but I still have something. There's an article that you need to look at over there, and it's about, it says, Department of Justice keeps strategic plan secret by Team Biden for federalizing the 2022 midterm election. So please, folks, pray about that, but you need to go over there and listen to or read that article, and we'll give you a little bit of it in a minute, but now we are going to get into this, and this is really big.
Okay. Biden signs an executive order designed to unleash the transcendentalist hell on America and the world. If anyone needed proof that the powers pushing the levels behind the mindless moron who sits in the Oval Office are fully on board with the World Economic Forum, United Nations agenda, and biomedical tyranny and transhumanism.
That's transhumanism.
Yeah.
Transhumanism. And what it is, transhumanism, real short, folks, if you don't know what it is, transhumanism is they want to create, Star Trek, right? You know, the cyborgs in Star Trek, the guys that they were against were part machine and part human. That's what they really want to do with us. They want to make us better by this, and that's part of these MRA things that they've been giving us in shots. That's what it is. But this is a really big deal. They're going to take away all your rights. This is a really big deal. You need to read the articles, folks. It's over there with the radio articles. Go ahead.
Look no further than the executive order that Joe Biden signed on Monday, September the 12th. By quietly getting Biden's signature on this document, his handlers may have given us the most ominous sign yet that we stand on the threshold of technocratic one-world beast system. Prepare to make your stand because it's about to get much more intense. The document's Orwellian title, Executive Order on Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. Will assure that its significance will fly right over the heads of 99% of the media, even the conservative media. They will read it and yawn. I plead with everyone reading this article to please not make that same mistake. Because of the arcane scientific language in which this document is written, even most of those who take the time to read it and study it, I assure you, Biden will not fully grasp what is being ordered by the White House.
What it means by arcane.
That Biden didn't even understand it. He just signed it because he was told
Probably just signs everything. You know, they said he probably didn't even read it. But the point of the matter is they say it's in too big a thick language for you to understand. It has to be broken down, but these people broke it down. So let's go.
Okay. That's where we strive to help. Karen Kingston, a former Pfizer employee and current analyst for the pharmaceutical and medical device industries, helps us decipher what's going on in the executive order. Kingston stated in a Twitter post, "Let me read between the lines for the Americans. Biden's September 12, 2022 executive order declares that Americans must surrender all human rights that stand in the way of transhumanism."
That means if they want to make you a cyborg, they can do it.
Bull.
Well, and unless we get a different president,
yeah,
then it, and somebody kills this executive order in some way or another, it will happen. It's just like the shots. They were forcing it. What happened is with some people shot, we all know what happened. The shots waned, but it was just a trial run.
Clinical trial safety standards and informed consent will be eradicated as they stand in the way of universal unleashing gene editing technologies needed to merge humans with AI.
That's artificial intelligence.
Yeah. In order to achieve the
societal
goals of the New World Order, crimes against humanity are not only legal but mandatory. Here is one of the most disturbing excerpts from Biden's executive order. "We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circulatory for cells and predictability programs, biology, in the same way in which we write software and programs, computers, including those computer tools and artificial intelligence." Patricia Wood, an economist and author of several books on technocracy, has been following the transhumanist and global technocracy movements for four decades.
Okay, that's technocracy, just in case you want to know.
Okay. "He told me that Kingston is not overreacting the issue. He said the EEO is proof that the executive branch is now owned, lock, stock, and barrel by the biomedical pharmaceutical industry. It will be Katie Barr."
No, that's Katie Barr the door. Haven't you ever heard that?
It will be Katie Barr the door from here on out. "The transhumanists within Big Pharma have completely taken over government policy and taxpayer funds to promote their own anti-human agenda of hacking the software of life." Wood told me it also clearly demonstrates who has the power and who sets the policies in America. "The mRNA injections that have already gone into the bodies of at least 70% of adults in the U.S. and a smaller percent of its children mark the gateway for the transhumanism."
Okay, and again, folks, they've even come out and they talk about, right now, they're even admitting about how the shots are bad for children and all that. They're admitting all this stuff up, and most of America isn't paying attention. That's because a huge percentage of America only listens to the propaganda media, and it's not media. It's just propaganda. It is not news. And so unless you go do the research on your own or you listen to talk radio, you don't hear any of it. So while it's all out there and they admit it, that's how they get away with it, because they already took over the media a long time ago. And it's just a fact. That's the way it is. You need to go watch George Orwell's movie, 1984. You want to know how it works.
Yeah, we've been told this by the Kingston, as well as by the late Dr. Ziv Zelensko and Dr. Robert Malone, co-inventor of the mRNA platform. LeoHoffman.com.
Okay, Leo, that's from Leo Hoffman, and I know because I've had him on radio program when he wrote his first book. Leo Hoffman, and that's his website. If you haven't been there, you should go to LeoHoffman.com. That's LeoHoffman.com. LeoHoffman.com. You go over there, he can get on some, his mailing list and everything. But, so his website, he was one of the first sites to blow the whistle on Moderna's former chief medical officer. Go ahead.
Moderna's former chief medical officer, Tal Zaks, who told the world straight up in December of 2017 that we have hacked the software of life, and this mRNA gene editing biotechnology would be incorporated into vaccines to treat and prevent all manner of illness. We've seen how well they work, with millions getting sick and tens of thousands dying after getting two or more doses of the COVID injections offered up by Moderna and Pfizer, with the FDA and the CDC now totally on board. This mRNA technology is being included in sources of other vaccines, including the flu shot.
Yeah, so if he was getting flu shots, stop it.
Yeah.
You know, go on.
The September 12th executive order was no doubt put in place as backup for the continued experimentation on the human population, and I expect the vaccine industry will exploit it to the max. Soon as we will see the return of vax mandates, this time more furiously, ferociously policed and enforced than before.
So they're going to come back out with a vengeance to do it, but it will happen after the midterms. And
there is one state, and I don't know which one, but it was on the one news yesterday, that they have already implemented a mask mandate and a vaccine mandate for all children who enter a public school. And I don't remember what
New York.
Is that where it was?
Yeah, New York and Massachusetts is thinking about it, and so also is California. So
that's ridiculous. They're gone. There is no such. Yeah.
They don't care. They want to kill them off. Here's the point. The big people that are in power want to kill people.
Yeah, they want to kill your children.
Well, it's because they have a replacement population. You people out there, you have to quit thinking of this like, oh, well, it's ridiculous. It's a plan. It's a plan assassination program. They have a replacement population, mainly like Frank says, they want to get rid of the white people. Yeah, they declared the war on white people. They want a replacement population. They want people from the kind of countries that they're coming from that are submissive to authority governments. This is a plan. It's not that they're just stupid. It's a plan. The higher-ups have it. Not all of them. Do all of them know the plan? No. But they're bought off. These big governors and everything, they're getting rich. George Soros and all these people are just feeding them money. They're becoming millionaires because of this. That's a fact, you know. And you think it ain't, it's just ridiculous. There was one homeless guy that in Texas, they found a webcam, not a webcam, but an officer's cam, you know.
A body cam?
Yeah, after they arrested him, and this has been months and months and months ago. He initially only got charged with one count of election fraud, but he admitted that they were paying him $900 to $1,200 a week for over 6 months to just sit and fill out ballots, you know, fake ballots.
Wow.
You know, they stole the election. Biden is going to attempt to federalize the election that's coming. That's why they're if you look at them, they're not as worried about it as they should be. Go ahead.
The executive order may also have been timed at the least partly in anticipation of the new pandemic treaty that the Biden administration is hoping to get passed through the United Nations World Health Organization next year. This treaty will transfer sovereignty over matters of health emergencies from the national level to the WHO.
Yeah, they're trying to get it done. They tried to do it once in America. We're pushing it forward. Which says that you can't say no to a shot or anything. They do whatever they want to do with you. But it wasn't United States. It was the United States pushing it through. But other countries said, no, we're not going to go for that. That were part of WHO. But they're still trying to get it through. And, you know, we are in the tribute. We're here, folks. We're here. You better wake up. You better go out and massive and vote and pray that America has repented enough, because otherwise you won't believe the hell that's coming.
Wood said the EO's intended consequences is to push the frontier of the genetic modification of all living things, and especially humans. He believes this will ultimately spark the biggest public backlash in modern history. Biden pledges not only funding, but an all-of-government transformation to support the anti-human scheme from top to bottom. Wood writes, it also automatically blocks any agency or department from the defense. Below are just a few of the highlights quoted directly from the document. The term biotechnology means technology that applies to or is enabled by life sciences, innovation of, or products development. The term biomanufacturing means the use of biological systems to develop products, tools, and processes at a commercial scale. The term bioeconomy means economic activity derived from the life sciences, particularly in the area of biotechnology and biomanufacturing, and includes industries, products, services, and the workforce.
In other words, you're taking over everything.
The term biological data means the information including associated receptors derived from the structure function, the process of biological systems that is measured, collected, or aggregated for analysts. And the term key R&D areas includes fundamental R&D of emerging biotechnologies, including engineering, biology, predictive engineering of complex biological systems, including the designing, building, testing, and modelings of entire living cells, cell components or cellular systems, quantitative and
okay, just kill it. Folks, you need to go over and read this thing. It is really dramatic what it is, and you need to let it sink in. Let's go on. Read the end of this. I just kept that
what
part of
it. What this means is that human beings will be data-minded for their most personal possessions, their DNA and genomic properties, and the government will offer no protection.
Okay, data-mined. That means that they are going to use you for research. You know, folks, use your refrigerator. It'll be actually encouraged and seen as a green light for biomedical practitioners worldwide. It's the goal of the technocratic profiteers of the Agenda 2030. Go look up Agenda 2030 to catalog, map out, monitor every living thing on the earth. This is an antichrist system. This was spelled out in the early 2000s by the late researcher Rosa Corning, who put into a book form in 2011 with Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. If you haven't read it, you need to read it or look it up. But she was also a Democrat. She understood that the takedown of America, and indeed every nation of the formerly free world, would not be accomplished by the left or the right, but by supranational, in other words, people from all the different all over the free world. In fact, these globalists, that's what they are, detest the nation-state model that has dominated the world for thousands of years. Their goal is global governments, and they say it out loud in their own documents. That's what I was saying earlier. It's out there. It's all there for you to read. They wrote it. They said it. They stand behind it. Have no fear. Do not be intimidated. This author says truth will not be defeated. Humanity will prevail against these anti-human monsters because we have living souls that are created in the image of the Holy Yahweh, the individual free will. We do have individual free will, but the people are missing the fact that the great tribulation that comes upon this planet is just so dramatic. You need to go read your Bible. This doesn't mean that we're going to win. We're probably going to lose. It's going to take Yeshua HaMashiach to come back and stop it, and not before the world blows itself up. It's just like right now. You know, Russia's sitting here saying that, you know, you're pushing us too far. Look, you know, they even a top Russian official quoted the Book of Revelation, described what would soon happen to America if America keeps bragging about what they're doing in Ukraine and so on and so forth. They keep pushing it, because they want war. They want world war with, they want a nuclear war with Russia. And so they just keep on and on and on. This is an agenda that's been leased. Things are never, ever, they're not going back to normal. The only thing that's ever going to go back to be is after this whole mess, Yeshua HaMashiach, yeah, he's going to return. And we'll be with him riding in the clouds, you know. We're going to come back, but he's going to set things straight. But until then, you just need to expect things to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Anyway, read this.
If the West continues to unrestrained pumping of the Kiev regime with the most dangerous types of weapons, Russia's military campaign will move to the next level where visible boundaries and potential predictability of actions by the parties of the conflict will be erased, and the conflict will take on a life of its own, and wars always do, Medvedev's argued. And then the Western nations will not be able to sit in their queen houses laughing at how they carefully weakened Russians by proxy. Everything will be on fire around them. Their people will harvest their griefs in full. The land will be on fire and the concrete will melt. Medeva wrote before the citing a Bible verse from Revelations 9:18.
Folks, Dmitry Dudeman, Angel told Dmitry Dudeman that America was going to be burned with fire. He told other people this. Other people have had prophecies of the same thing. America will burn. That's what's coming, folks. And so you need to wake up. You need to get prepared. You need to be about the Father's business. And you need to get out of the world. And, you know, if you're in acceptance of all the abominations and you're part of the world and the world loves you, then you got a problem. So you got to get ready, folks. And, you know, so anyway, how are we doing over at the Mission Church?
We're doing pretty good. I just wanted to say that I want to remember my mother today. She passed away in 2007, but today would have been her birthday, and I believe she would have been 86. She might have been 87.
Me now?
Yeah, today would have been her birthday, yeah, September 15th, so...
Okay.
I know you don't talk with the dead, but I can remember that today was her birthday.
Yeah, amen. It's okay. We go to the graves every year, memorial holiday or weekend or day or whatever it is. But you should remember the dead, you know, and that's what we should do. And so that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, Mother.
And as for the church, we're doing pretty good. We got a couple good donations in last month, and we got pretty good and stocked up and got the bills paid already for the month. And I'm working on collecting the funds for next month, because I noticed on my gas bill, we haven't even started using the gas yet. And our gas bill here at the house where we live doubled.
Well, I've been telling you. Now, see, my wife keeps telling me, oh, you're using this or that too much. And I said, no. I said, have you been really looking at the bills? Because here's the point. Utilities across the board are going up.
Now, they said Evergy's raised, in the last 6 months, has raised their prices 90% in the last 6 months.
Right. That's the electric bill.
Yeah. You
know? And so, yeah, I know.
I read that after you told me.
And for the record, we got to. I was told you've been leaving the air up too high. No. Speaking of air, our air conditioner broke down here in the office, and I'm about at the point of sweating and choking, and I'm not in a particularly good mood. What's going to take to fix it? I'm not sure yet. But we do need your support. We really, really do. So if you don't want to help with the Wichita Mission Church. By the way, which folks, we do always need clothing, blankets, and winter stuff, because it's cold at night and we don't have any of it, so we need a lot of that. But pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church and pray about supporting Talk Radio. You know, it takes everything. You keep us on the air, and we're trying to be there for you.
And they're already after the blankets. We had a donation come in Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday, because of Friday and Tuesdays I get mixed up. But we had a donation come in Tuesday. They had about probably 7 or 8 blankets. Every one of them went. Every one of them. And it's still warm, but it's kind of cool at night. So, yeah, we're up ready for them to go. If you got any, bring them on by.
But I'll tell you what, I can get rid of a bunch of blankets in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Anyway, but folks really remember. Anyway, so tell them how they can donate.
You can donate online over the phone or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks. Really, you must remember there is really only one true God. He is your father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. Unless you repent, you're not going to get into heaven. And he rose after 3 days. He said, what's the sign given to a wicked and adulterous generation? 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. What's coming up in about 2 weeks?
Well, on Monday, it's next Sunday, the 25th, Feast of Trumpets. My tongue got tied there for a minute, yeah. Feast of Trumpets.
Feast of Trumpets is coming, and then right after that, it will be Day of Atonement, and after that, it's the season of our joy. So I pray you all have a good feast and go someplace and do something, even if it's your yard. You need to observe the feast. These are the biblical holidays that the Bible pushed forward. But remember what?
Always remember to be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
That's right, folks, because there will never be any real peace until Yeshua returns. And again, all this garbage is not going to completely go away. Even if we defeat it for a little while, they're keep pushing back. They've been put this on us for so long. And now Prince Charles is King Charles. And I'm waiting for these guys to come out of the woodwork, because there was a book published back about 20 years ago, that said Prince Charles was going to be the Antichrist. Is he? I doubt it very seriously, and because he just doesn't fit the bill. But anyway, Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.